The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
No. Shalom uvracha. Today is Tu Bishvat. Rosh Hashanah Lilonis. It says that a person is like a Eitz HaSoda, Odom Eitz HaSoda. A person is like a tree. We also see that in the Novi, Yeshayahu, in various places, and in other Nevi'im also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu compares Klal Yisrael to his tree. Netatiya Soyek, Gefen Yisrael, Klal Yisrael is like the vineyard of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Neitza Matoya Maisa Yodai L'Hispo'er. The little branch that I planted in the ground and is Maisa Yodai L'Hispo'er, is the thing that is glorifies me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tree. We are like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tree. Just like a tree that somebody plants. In the beginning, it's just a little twig. In the beginning, it's just a seed which looks like a piece of wood or a little piece of a little pebble, a little seed has nothing in it. And more than that, he sticks it in the ground. Whatever you put in the ground, you bury in the ground. It deteriorates, it rots. And even so, we know the starting point is a planting, but afterwards it comes out the beautiful tree, whether it be the vineyard, or whether it be the field, or the big tree that comes out of it. What gives a person the ability and the courage to plant? He buys a whole bunch of seeds, costs a lot of money, puts it in the ground. Looks like he's destroying them. So I saw the Sefer of Greenwald, Zecharin Lavrocha. He brings the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that there's a pasuk, which the Bavli also brings, that the Seder Zeroyim is connected to the word Emunah. Planting something in the ground, Shayach Emunah. What's the Emunah that a person needs? He has Emunah in the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in such a fashion that you put these things in the earth and they don't just rot. Something comes out of it. You have to trust in Hashem. You rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He set up the world in a fashion that you plant a seed and something comes out of it. If we wouldn't have that Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no one would do it. Like, take a risk. I have a kilo of grain, I can make a bread out of it. Why throw it into the ground? That's why it's called Emunah Sitecho. Zroim, planting something is Emunah. So he says that this is something we can learn also for each one of us. Just like anybody who plants has to have Emunah, if we plant, or a farmer plants something because he has Emunah, he believes that this will grow, so too, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu compares Klal Yisrael to a plant, a sapling, Hashem is telling us the same thing. I created each one of you. Every member of Klal Yisrael has been created by me. And the reason why I put you in this world, this physical world, which sounds like, if you think of it, putting a grain into the earth is similar to putting a neshama into this physical world. The neshama is something pure and holy, uplifted, and it goes into the quagmire of this physical world with all the confusion, all the, like a mamasha, a mud swamp. Some people just sink into it, into quicksand of this world and never get out of it. that Hashem, even so,
Kol HaLashon,
he plants the neshamas in this physical world, which externally looks like he's destroying the neshama, but because he has emunah in us, not only do we have emunah in Hashem, but Hashem has emunah in us. He has faith that I'm giving a neshama to Klal Yisrael, the members of Klal Yisrael will use it properly, and they will spread forward, and they will use that neshama to guide their lives and bring themselves closer to me, and to be zeicha, to be Ma'isa Yoda Elispoya, the great nation that I am so proud of, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the great nation that will give tremendous Olam Haba. This is something for us all to think. Each one of us are those little saplings that Hashem planted in this world. Each one is individual. There's nobody that could do what I can do. Hashem's Kaviyochel, majestic garden that He's put in this world, made up of all the trees of Klal Yisrael. And each one of us is an essential part of that tree. And now in Tu B'Shvat, we're looking at this concept of the rejuvenation of life every year. It's also to think of myself. I am that special tree that Hashem has put into this world. He planted me in this world. And it looks like a very complicated situation that maybe externally looks like destined to be unsuccessful. But Hashem has emunah in us. We will be successful, and we have to realize that. If Hashem has emunah in us, and we surely can have emunah in ourselves. Each one knows we have a yetzahodes and a yetzatoyes, and we have a chisroinus. But with that, we always have to strengthen ourselves. Hashem has emunah in me. Hashem gave me a certain tafkid in this world to make it through. If I have a family, my tafkid is to care for myself, care for my family, to be a good dugma, an example for them. If I buy it myself, so it's for me to build myself up. Or if I'm together with other people, B'nai Akihila, B'nai Klal Yisrael, whatever it is, I have also part of my tafkid is to do what I can for everybody around me. Like Rav Alperin said the other night, that even if I'm all by myself, but my tefillahs are something that I could be poyel, I could do something great for Klal Yisrael. So this is a beautiful feeling that each one of us can be mechazik and Tu B'Shvat. To realize that great neshama I have and the great position and tafkid I have in my life, and together with that, Hashem's emunah in me. Hashem is sure that I can carry it out. And if Hashem is sure about that, Hashem mechazik me, that He's going to give me everything I need as long as I follow His guidelines and I take the initiative to say, Hashem, You believe in me, I'm going to do everything I can. To be that type of person that is Neitza Maise Yodai Dispoir Maise Yodai Yodaim V'Kadosh Baruch Hu that gives him so much Nachas Ruach. It's Hashem. Now we take this special day, this Rosh Hashanah L'Ilonos, to be a Rosh Hashanah for our personal Ilon, that tree that we are nurturing. Show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have a moon in you and we know that you have a moon in us. We'll do what we can and you HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us tremendous siyata shemaya and everything we're doing. And together then, we're all of us in mechazik ourselves and our families to feel how much we're in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This Tu B'Shvat is more than any other Tu B'Shvat. The world is resisting, doesn't want to accept we're in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They think they can get out of this whole virus all by themselves. It's impossible. The only way out is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even if we take the vaccine, it's not the vaccine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He is the one who revealed to us that vaccine. It's His gift for us. And if we're using it, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, I know You gave it to me for a reason, not to stay locked up in my house. Use it to be Adarava, Makatov HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mechazik other ones, in any way we can, in the Shul, in the Beis Medrash, wherever it is. And if we recognize that, Bezrat Hashem, Hashem will show us. You recognize the koichas I gave you, says Hashem to us. I will really show you the tremendous koichas you have. You'll have so much koichas that if enough of us get that message, Hashem will give us the koyach to bring the ge'ula b'mheira v'yomeinu. Shalom, shalom l'kulam.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.